The Jared Tillian Show.
I'm Jared Dillian. This is the Jared Dillian Show. If you want to call to talk about your money, please call 844-305-7800. That's 844-305-7800. This is the Jared Dillian Show. So, I saw an article, and I was doing some reading, about the five types of spenders. I do a lot of reading, and a lot of it's garbage, but this was pretty amusing. So, the number one type of spender is called treat yourself. The old justification routine of I work hard, so I deserve this. There are certainly times when it makes sense to indulge in a little treat yourself, but it's way too easy to let this become a constant excuse for lavish spending and sinking into a debt cycle. If you're using this mentality to justify your spending purchases more than three times a year, then it's too many. This is the one where people get themselves into the most trouble. You have some people out there who are always treating themselves. Okay. I do this from time to time. You know, it's funny because I shop for a lot of clothes, and I went to the John Varvatos website, found a jacket, found some other stuff. I put a bunch of stuff in the shopping cart. And I thought about it, and I'm like, you know, this is the slow time of the year. I really don't have a lot of money coming in. The market hasn't really been cooperating. I'm going to have a lot of money going out the door for my house. I just bought a car. Do I really need to spend a couple thousand bucks on clothes? You know, so I left it in my shopping cart and I didn't do it, you know, but I could have said, you know, I'm going to treat myself because I work hard and, you know, I do have plenty of money and look like I could spend a couple thousand bucks on clothes and I wouldn't miss it. It wouldn't be that big of a deal. But, you know, there are some times when you just have to have a little discipline and a little bit of restraint. Okay. And that's even for somebody like me. Okay. You know, so I'm doing pretty good and I still have to exercise discipline and restraint. I've been looking at a Hublot watch. I've been sweating this watch for like 2 years and I haven't pulled the trigger on it because I haven't gotten to the point where I just made, you know, I really, like if I make a stupid amount of money on a trade or I do a lot of business or something like that, then I'll think about buying the watch. But until then, I just can't justify it. You know, so if I'm exercising discipline and restraint, then so can you. The second type of spender, number two, is FOMO. Fear of missing out. A FOMO spender is one who lets other people have considerable control over when and how you spend. You just want to be included, so you're willing to spend what it takes to keep up. Instead of being proactive about your financial priorities, you primarily operate on the whims of not wanting to feel left out. This could manifest in taking trips or even trying to keep up with how certain people in your life dress, work out, and socialize. We all make the occasional FOMO purchase. I had one last year back in August. I decided to fly last minute to Nashville to surprise one of my best friends on her 30th birthday. It totally qualifies as a FOMO purchase because I really didn't want to deal with the jealousy of seeing them partying on a boat without me. You know, we talk about this type of spending too. Usually it's cars, you know. By the way, the whole car situation is a complete cluster. It's a mess. You know, you can't get new cars. New cars are super expensive. You know, but people, they covet their neighbor's car. And I got to admit, there's a lot of cool cars out there. Or you covet your neighbor's clothes or his house. You know, I've never called this FOMO. It's not really my term. I call this keeping up with the Joneses. You know, this phenomenon is real. This is why your house dictates your spending. If you're in a nice neighborhood and you see other people with nice stuff, you're going to buy some nice stuff. And you have to be secure enough in yourself to be comfortable with the way you look and the car that you drive and not have to live up to other people's expectations. Number three, soothing spender. A soothing spender. Similar to comfort eating, this type of spender is someone who makes a purchase, big or small, when they're feeling down. Like I mentioned in the beginning, the anticipation of making a purchase can release dopamine in your brain, which gives you those feel-good tingles. So it makes sense why some people turn to shopping in order to soothe. take note of when you tend to make impulse purchases. If there's a consistent pattern of doing so when you've had a bad day or got into a fight with your boyfriend or got yelled at by your boss, well, this is probably your spending type. Okay. And I have this whole routine I do on retail therapy. I haven't done it in a while. You know, I like shopping. Unlike most guys, I like to shop. You know, my wife is the one that doesn't like to shop. You know, I dragged her into Saks Fifth Avenue once. I'm like, this is great. Let's go have fun. She's like, this sucks. I don't want to do this. You know, shopping makes me feel good. You know, turn me loose in a department store and I'm going to have a good time. A lot of people sit on the couch with the laptop and click add to cart. Add to cart is the most dangerous words in the English language. Amazon gets people to spend a lot of money they don't have. Number four is straight up boredom. Straight up boredom. You're kind of bored, so you might as well just peruse some shops online, or even more crazy, go to an actual store. This spending style harkens back to the days of just strolling around the mall with your friends in high school. It was something to do. Try coming up with a list of other distractions if you're prone to going shopping as a filler activity. Don't shop if you're bored. Do something else. Go for a walk. Go to the gym or something. You know, go play music. That's what I usually do. Number five, deal seeker. Deal seeker. There's an entire reality show genre about couponing. So the deal seeker is 100% a common type of spender. And sure, some of those folks come close to zeroing out and don't spend much for all their purchases, but the sheer man hours researching those deals are worth a lot of money. And it's funny because I used to watch those extreme couponing shows and I was like, you know, okay, they went grocery shopping and they got $400 worth of groceries for free, but it took them 80 hours to collect all the coupons. So they're really only making $5 an hour. So it's a colossal waste of time. You might be a deal seeker if you use the excuse, but it was on sale, to make new purchases you don't really need. It's one thing if you know you have to buy new clothes or kitchenware, so you hold out for a sale. It's another if you get an email alert about your favorite store having a sale and you use that to justify making a purchase. If you didn't need it anyway, it's still a waste of money, no matter how good the deal. You know, I love talking about buying things on sale, you know. Just because it's on sale doesn't mean you have to buy it, okay? But the corollary to that is if you're buying something, make sure it's on sale, okay? But if you didn't need it anyway, it's still a waste of money no matter how good the deal. So that's the five types of spenders. You know, and I look at this and I'm like, you know what? I actually do all five of these. So anyway, we're going to be back at the top of the hour to talk about mortgage rates. I'm Jared Dillian. This is the Jared Dillian Show.
The Jared Dillian Show.